This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just turned on the computer and got the show. Was out to gallery openings this evening here in New York. Some interesting work, but
capital.
I got a kick out of listening to the last comment about how to set up a pirate radio station, and then after the FCC is tuning in on it, set up another one across town. Really brilliant, but you have to be careful now.
What do you mean?
Used to be just sort of student, college student fun with pirate radio stations now can be pretty serious, according to the Homeland Security Act and the Patriot Act.
Really? What do you mean?
So, yeah, because it interferes with the quote-unquote national security grid.
No,
so you may not want to.
Really?
You may not want to advise people of that. You know how ridiculous our government has been.
Well,
over the last 8 years.
Understood. They haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Do you have evidence of somebody running a pirate station being brought up on terrorism charges?
Well, the point is, since the FCC regulates the communications, and since we've been under a state of alert since 9/11, those things are essential components. I don't have the law up or my computer up right now, but if you scan the legislation, they talk about the communications and the data security and different things, and they do consider radio transmission sort of essential in the broadcast waves and all that.
Well, I think anybody that's going to start their own pirate slash community radio station without begging for permission first is going to understand that they are facing some potential for losing some freedom. I mean, that's
correct. You know, it's interesting.
There.
In New Jersey, a number of the college universities and university students would frequently do that. And, you know, sometimes you get some of the most interesting programming, on the radio, on the FM band or the AM band, and then you'd find out that it was sort of like a pirate station, and it wouldn't, you'd lose it, and then maybe, you know, a few months later, another one would pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually represents very free-form programming, especially if you're doing, let's say, music programming or content.
I'm a huge fan. I've always been a fan of pirate radio. It's what got me into the legitimate side of the business,
sure.
Just my interest in pirate radio. And it's always been outrageous to me that somebody couldn't operate a transmitter without begging the government for permission first. How insulting.
The ideal way to do it would be to have a large enough transmitter on a boat outside of the international water lines.
They've shut that
so
down
that
too.
You're actually out in free territory. And then want to do is send the transmission into a specific area, like maybe Boston or New York. But you have to be out there pretty far to do it.
Yeah,
that costs
miles.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But that
200
would be
miles, you wouldn't be able to make that trip into Boston.
I think that's an old. They used to do that outside of London, if I
in
remember
the 70s.
Correctly. But they've changed the laws now, Frank, to where that's just not even possible. I think if you want to do it, you're better off just moving it around, and the government's ponderous and slow.
Who did that in a nasty way was the United States, the CIA,
yes.
When they were hassling Castro. And they did that in the 60s and 70s and 80s, where they would actually send down people with radio transmission equipment to break up the Radio Havana, the regular, national broadcast from Castro and do different things.
The state radio, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, then it really does become a matter of, international security and, violating the airwaves of the nation and things. But the U.S. government has the best technology for that. They do that all over the world when they destabilize regimes.
Jamming radio transmissions,
yeah.
You mean?
But also sending their own, they call that, disinformation programming or something. And it's always exciting when they do that because, as you said, you set up one transmitter and then you can shut that down when they're ready to find it. Then you open up another one and it kind of, keeps them busy. But, that's been a
and they don't like being busy, let me tell you. They're bureaucrats. Thank you, Frank, for the
but
call.
But they get paid lots.
They do get paid pretty well. Any federal bureaucrat gets paid pretty well. But of course, talking about the idea of the feds coming in and busting somebody, you had pointed out during the break, Mark, that my example was a little bit, maybe a little too complicated for people as far as what the minimum would be to run a pirates or community station. Really, the bare minimum you need is like that guy that called in a few minutes ago. In the last hour, was telling us he'd gotten this FM transmitter on eBay for like a couple $100 with an antenna. You probably spend another $100 and get a decent antenna, like an antenna can actually handle it, that's a little better than the freebie one.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably cover a relatively small city. I mean, if you're talking about a city the size of Keene, for instance, you could cover that fairly well, I think, with 20 watts with a decent antenna. And so really all you'd need is that you need the transmitter, the antenna, you need an audio source, which you can use the Liberty Radio Network for, or whatever you want for. And you don't even need a computer. You can get this little box that'll receive audio streams off the internet, and you can use any internet audio stream. It's called the Barracks X-Streamer. You can get the details on that at the Free Talk Live forum. There's a forum dedicated to helping people set up their own microstations.
Outside of the United States, because we would never advocate pirate broadcasting inside the United States.
What is it? Is it illegal to advocate that? I don't know.
I don't know if it's illegal. It probably is contrary to what perhaps...
I doubt the FCC would like us doing that.
Or perhaps our affiliates.
Well, I don't advocate anybody competing with our affiliates. I mean, if the affiliates are taking Free Talk Live, then they should be Free Talk Live.
There's very little chance of anybody broadcasting, listening to this show and then setting up a competing broadcasting broadcast if Free Talk Live's already on the air.
Right. I'm talking about areas where there is no pro-liberty content on the radio, or somebody who's interested in doing it. It wouldn't be hard, and the prices just keep going down.
Yeah, a lot of people would probably rebroadcast Free Talk Live, or like you said, the Liberty Radio Network, and another thing you said was just, stay off the radar by don't step on anyone's toes. Find
that's a good point.
Find a station that's not being used and be sure that you're not stepping on the toes of someone who is actually licensed and has a particular incentive to be upset that you're on the air.
One of the things you also want to look into is whether the transmitter that you're buying has a filter on it. Because when you transmit, they have these things called harmonics in radio. So if you're transmitting at 100 megahertz, then harmonics will mean that there's probably a transmission on 200 megahertz and 400 megahertz. And so you have to have a device inside your transmitter or on the outside of the transmitter attached to it, basically, that will filter out those extra transmissions. Because otherwise, that's when they're going to come to you and they're going to say, well, even though you're on a clear channel here in the FM band, you're interfering with the air traffic controllers up at the upper frequencies.
Mm.
So you got to be careful with what you're getting into there. So, but if, as long as you're a good neighbor and you're not stepping on anybody else's toes, it's very unlikely the FCC is even going to get wind of you. 1-800.
Likely true, especially if you're in some rural area.
1-800-259-9231. And if you're in a rural area, then those are areas that are very underserved as far as radio is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, if the sad thing about it is, the FCC has these huge expensive licenses, and these people in so many rural areas, if you could just put up a radio station, you could serve these people that
right.
much better. And, New York City, you can't do it. The band's full, chock full. So you couldn't broadcast there without stepping on somebody, and that's going to cause real problems. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's about the same thing as burglarizing somebody's property if you go onto their bandwidth, however, position on the dial. However, if you're in some area that's not being served and there's empty dials position, I don't see why somebody shouldn't be able to put whatever up there.
Right. And, yeah. Think about it. If you live in Dust Bowl, Wyoming, and I don't even know if that's a real place, but if you live in some little town with a population of 5,000 people. The FCC is not going to cut you a break on the licensing fees because you live in a smaller area. They're not going to cut you a special rate on the application fees. I mean, you've got to pay fees just to apply for a radio station. So anybody that actually puts it out there and actually goes and gets a radio license from the FCC is already way behind the ball. They've got to make up all those costs through advertising. Plus, we're not even talking about the cost of putting the station on the air and all of that. If they didn't have to go through the FCC's bureaucratic hurdles and could just put a station on the air, then they wouldn't have to worry so much about making up that money that they put out, that they laid out to get that operation started.
And the businesses that have a real business behind them aren't going to have any problem.
You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello, this is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. The second half of 2009 is not going to be a good experience. Washington and Wall Street continue to treat the consequences rather than the causes of the crisis. The result will be further worldwide disintegration, the realization that the present system, in use since 1948, is now history.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That will become more evident after the failure of the up-and-coming G20 meeting. The U.S., England, and Europe will lose their capacity to control events. We are looking at tragedy. There is no other way to describe what is going to take place. It will look like 1871 and 1933 all over again.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. free for you to enjoy. All kinds of things to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, and join all of the fun that we're having up here in New Hampshire, where things just continue to get more and more interesting. There was a threat, a veiled threat revealed to one of the activists here recently. Of course, we told you last night about how about 13 activists just here in the Keene area showed up at a city council meeting and booed the city council members when they stole people's houses from them last night. Dale, you were actually there for this.
Yep.
And somebody is suggesting that the city may be planning some retaliation. And apparently what happened is that, let me read this post for you here for the Free Keene forums at forum.freekeene.com. One of the local activists tells us that essentially there's a guy that is organizing the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach on a monthly basis here in the Cheshire County area.
Right. This is a peaceful outreach of people handing out information to potential jurors.
Right. It's information that lets jurors know that you as a juror, and this applies across the country, this isn't a New Hampshire thing, you as a juror have the right to say not guilty based on your opinion of the law. So it doesn't matter if all the facts in the case are pointing to so-and-so possessing, 3 pounds of marijuana or whatever the case might happen to be. It doesn't matter if they caught him red-handed. If you disagree with the law, so if we're talking about drug cases, if you like we do, think the drug war is insane and should be ended, then you have the right as a juror to say not guilty based on your opinion of the law. And it was the final check and balance on the governmental system, the fourth branch of government, if you will. And
this is the way that slavery, in some ways, that slavery was done away with, and certainly the way prohibition was done away with.
Alcohol prohibition, yeah. Mm. Because people would go onto these juries, and they would not convict their neighbors. So some neighbor of theirs would be arrested for running a speakeasy, and they wouldn't convict them. And they throw it out. So it was basically a way to nullify bad laws.
And we should say, actually, potential jurors. These are people who are showing up for jury duty who
right.
may become jurors.
So what the activism is the activists here in the area will stand out in front of the courthouse during the time frame the jurors are expected to arrive for jury selection and basically hit every single one of them as they come in, whichever ones will take the flyers, which is like 90% here in New Hampshire, whereas where I was down in Florida doing the same thing was more like 40 or 50% that would take the flyers. So a lot more people take the flyers up here, and we've been doing this now for well over half, almost coming up on our first year. It started back in August of last year. So consistently, month after month, the activists have been out there flyering these jurors as they've been coming in with FIJA information. It's the Fully Informed Jury Association. You can learn more about them at FIJA, F-I-J-A, FIJA.org. Get your own flyers. Do this in your own area. It's a great little bit of activism. It doesn't take a lot of time. You know, the window the jurors have to show up in is usually only about a half an hour long. So you just go out, like in our case, it's once a month. You go out once a month and you hand these things out.
I really wish Manchester would start doing it.
I've thrown the challenge out there on this show, and I know those guys listen. I know people that live in other areas of the state listen. I've thrown the challenge out. I've said, look, you guys over in Manchester have far more activists than the Keene area does. Why aren't you doing this?
Right.
It's not like you don't have the manpower. You don't need more than 4 or 5 people for this activism.
No, I think the too many would be almost daunting to the jurors, honestly.
Well, here's what's going down, or what may go down. It's all speculation, but it's based on a phone conversation that the guy who's kind of putting these protests or these outreaches together, he calls the court every month. And he asks them the week before, he says, hey, is jury selection still going to happen on Monday? Just to make sure it's still going on, that we don't waste our time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he calls up the court, and he says, well, will there be jury selection as usual this Monday? And the bureaucrat responds, yes. Does this concern FIJA outreach? He said, it does. The bureaucrat responded, will it be held outside? He said, yes. Is there a problem with that? And the bureaucrat responded, I'm not at liberty to say.
It could just be an intimidation tactic, but I have seen veiled threats like this. Like last time when the court, when the Keene District Court decided to start posting warnings about whether you stand and follow all the court procedures mm-hmm. and
everyone reporting. Is required to stand.
Yeah, that you would face sanctions. They added that with the intent, with knowing that we were coming on a certain day. It was for us. It was very clearly for us, and it was with the intent to, you know, punish us in some way. I don't know what sanctions was going to be. Actually, someone found out later that it would have been like 2 or 3 days in jail, basically.
But they never did
for
it.
Not standing. Well, yeah. Well, they did. I think that, in fact, people either didn't go into the courtroom at all or they just stood and went ahead and stood.
But after that, there have been people that have not stood and they've been left
alone.
That's
true. They left the sign up and they eventually, you know.
So we don't know until it actually happens if they're bluffing. I mean, what are they getting at here? What are they hinting at? No way to know for sure. Mm-hmm. But it certainly sounds kind of ominous. So these messages have been posted now, and the activists are responding, as they tend to do. And when the government is tyrannical and awful, the activists get more energized, and they come out in greater numbers.
They don't seem to get that. No, it's so funny to me. Like, now there's more and more people volunteer. We're going to have more volunteers than ever.
We've got people coming in from other areas for this now.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be huge. This Monday morning is going to be the biggest fully informed jury outreach ever. And I know, Mark, you're saying that having too many people is going to be daunting to the jurors. I don't know about that.
Well,
it's going to be an unusual
sight. Well, I understand that. We should probably be careful about how we place people.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that people show up. I don't want to have a line of people handing out flyers that's really intimidating.
You don't want to go
out. We can have people nearby who can take the place of someone if for some reason they're ushered off by police or something or God forbid, arrested, whatever.
We'll have people handing out the flyers, and then we can just have people hanging out. I mean, out front, people with video cameras, people with audio recording devices.
Because the regular man on the street loves to be video recorded.
Oh, no. I wasn't suggesting recording the jurors coming up. You just want to have the cameras there in case something happens.
Right, for an incident.
That's not interesting.
I wouldn't record everybody. I don't want to discourage the. I want to make the potential jurors comfortable. So.
Right. So we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe, you know, this was just a bluff. Maybe nothing will happen. But either way, it's going to be a tremendous turnout. And you know, I bring this up as an example of what we can do now, because we just have so many activists here in New Hampshire, and we're still just on the beginning cusp of this whole Free State Project thing.
And the most motivated activists I've ever met in my life, and I've been involved in activism before, I've never seen people with this kind of energy and motivation.
But yet, Mark, you have an email from somebody who's saying it's not going to work.
Yep.
Somebody who's very negative Nancy about this whole Free State Project.
Well, negative Ned, perhaps.
Negative Ned.
Yeah, the gentleman's name is Chili. You know, he's got some things to say about why he just doesn't think it's going to work.
I think it's already working, so I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. I don't know if he's been paying attention. We'll find out here in a moment. It's 800-259-9231. It sure as hell's working better than it did down in Florida, because nothing was going on down there. Nothing that I didn't start and I didn't initiate was going on down there. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year, completely free for you at freetalklive.com. If we get a chance, we'll get to your email, Mark, with a critic of the Free State Project, but we got to go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. Let's start, ladies first, with Meg, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Meg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
All righty. I was just wondering if you guys could tell me, I just heard tonight about tea parties that are kind of happening spontaneously and that the main news isn't covering them.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's tea party
coverage.
A little bit. I mean, there's tea parties going on over all over the nation. Yeah.
What are they? What are they about?
They seem to be Republican rallies, essentially. you know, now that the Republicans have been voted out after 6 years of a big old party in Washington, D.C., where they were taking taxpayer money and shoving it in their pockets and shoving it in their friends' pockets, they decided, well, let's get back to principles. We're the party of small government, and we support the Constitution and everything that's about, and we're going to get a permit, and we're going to open up some tea bags, and we're going to sprinkle them in some water, and that'll show them up in Washington.
Yeah, it's a very good call. It's a campaign against the Democrats.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Meg. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I like where they're coming from.
Right, I like the sentiment behind it.
I like that they're against what's happening, but the problem is...
I don't trust them.
It doesn't feel sincere, does it?
No, they're blind. I mean,
that now all of a sudden it's a socialist country? I mean, within the last 3 months, America's gone down the road to socialism?
Like Bush hasn't contributed massively to socialism. Massively.
So their analysis of what's happening today is pretty much correct in that, yes, Barack Obama is taking the country down the road to socialism, but what they don't realize is that, you know, Ron Reagan and George Bush and Bill Clinton and all the presidents who've come before Barack Obama paved the way this far, and they don't realize we're already, you know, 50% of the way down the road, at least in the healthcare industry, we're 50% of the way down the road towards socialism.
That's a big one. That's a big part of socialism. Yeah. And Bush put a he put his efforts into that, that's
so,
for sure.
So they're having these tea parties, and they're having success with them in that they're fairly popular. There are thousands of people that have gathered at these parties, and that's great, and it's giving these Republicans a little bit of experience in the realm of doing protests. And I mean, they're not used to this stuff, so that's kind of good. And who knows? Maybe something will end up coming out of it. Maybe, you know, maybe there's some real positives that we don't even know are going on. Maybe the free staters around the country that haven't moved to New Hampshire yet are hitting these rallies up with Free State Project flyers, possibly bringing us some new recruits. I mean, that's a possibility. So there could be some real good things that come out of this down the line that we don't know about. Or there could be nothing that happens as a result. I mean, they could just get together, have their little tea party, and everybody just keeps paying taxes and keeps obeying. So, you know, that's I think, where the real problem lies, is it's one thing to get out there and yell and scream and hold signs and wave them and get together and have speeches, but it's another thing to actually do something more tangible about non-cooperating and being disobedient, which, of course, none of these Republican types will do because they still believe in the state. They just believe in their version of the state, what their vision for the state is. They have no objection to the state as a concept. They just want to have control over it again.
Yeah, it has the flavor of that secession rally. I can't remember which bill it was, the number for it. Yeah, where they it felt, once I got there, I went to go to the rally. I didn't really care whether it passed or not. I just went to go to the rally. I thought it would be a cool outreach event. And it felt very Republican. It didn't really feel sincere. It felt like, it, you know, why didn't it happen, you know, a year or 2 years ago when Patriot Act and a bunch of other issues were infringing on states.
Because when a Republican bends over and screws the pooch, then it's okay.
Well, I prefer my Republicans on a state level. They don't generally start wars in foreign nations that way, and they're better about spending, at least in New Hampshire. I'm not saying they're great.
I like New Hampshire Republicans a little better than Republicans in general, but the same problem, you know, there are a lot of the same problems.
They're still statists.
And they're still statists. And, yeah, I'm with you, though. I mean, I'm not against the Tea Parties or anything. I just found them not inspiring. I had no particular motivation to join.
Where we are compared to where they are, right? I mean, we are here in New Hampshire. We're part of this movement of liberty activists moved here, the Free State Project. We're here because we know that what they're doing doesn't work. We're here because we've been through all that before. We're here because we've moved past that. We've moved beyond a lot of these tactics, and we're trying something different. And these people are doing the same old, but it's not the same for them, because for these people, for the 4,000 people that showed up in Orlando, for instance, you can bet that most of those folks have never done anything like that before. So for them, it's the first time getting into the realm of protest and all of that. And so we can sit here from our position and say, oh, well, we know better because we've been through it before, but they don't. So they're going to have to learn the hard way just like we did. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Scott in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, Pennsylvania, going once. Scott,
yeah,
PA.
Yeah, yes.
You're on the
air. Can you hear me?
Hey there.
Yeah, hi. We're going to have an End the Fed rally in Philadelphia, April 25th. So it's a little bit different than the Tea Party rallies around the nation. So,
what will be different?
Well, we're going to be protesting the Federal Reserve. A lot of these tea parties are trying to push a flat tax. They're not really trying to go. Yeah, they're not really trying to go after the Federal Reserve or, you know, any of the root causes of what's happening in our economy right now.
It's my understanding that at these tea parties, there's a lot of speakers that happen to be Republican Party candidates pushing their platform for the next election. So that's probably what's going on, whereas the End of Feds, you're going to be, what are you going to do exactly? I mean, just, you know, pass out literature and hold signs?
Yeah, there's going to be an outreach program. We're going to march from the City Hall to the Constitution Center, and there's going to be speakers there, Walter Reddy from the Committees of Safety, the Rep. Sam Rohrer is going to be there, and a few other people from that type of group.
Is there a website that people can go to learn more about this?
Well, it's on the Campaign for Liberty. It's if you're in the area and you're a member of Campaign for Liberty, you'll have found out about this. And I suggest that people go to there and
Now, I know you all have the best of intentions. I know you have the best of intentions. I mean, I agree with you. The Federal Reserve should be absolutely abolished, no doubt about it. Ron Paul, of course, has been working toward doing something like that for a long time and really hasn't gotten much of anywhere. I know we had Steve Bierfeldt on the show earlier this week from, from the Campaign for Liberty. And he was telling us about this and about how Ron Paul has all these sponsors, these co-sponsors for this piece of legislation. And, of course, that's, I guess, a little unusual. But how about this for a question for you? When will you realize that you're not having an effect? I mean, if you have these end the Fed parties and then, you know, in another 5, 10, 15 years, the Fed's still there, are you going to try something different?
I think a better way to phrase that would be, we know what winning looks like. The Federal Reserve goes away.
Yeah.
What does losing look like?
Well, I don't think that ending the Federal Reserve is just, you know, ending the institution. It's also reducing its size or auditing it or, you know, making sure that what they're doing is what we know that they're doing. So, you know,
So if you could get the Fed to be audited, you'd consider that a win to be a step in the right direction?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what
I would too.
Ron Paul just introduced an industrial hemp law. So that's a step in the right direction towards marijuana legalization.
But it's only a step if it actually happens. Ron Paul introducing a bill doesn't do anything. It's only a step if it actually goes through.
Yeah, don't look for any politicians to be noble. Look for a way to make it be in the politician's self-interest to do that. It's the only way it'll ever happen.
I wish you the best of luck with your protest. I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. If you can outreach to a few people that didn't know about what the Fed is and, you know, educate them, then it's probably worthwhile. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of great ways to help get the show into more ears around the country, around the world. And most of them are free or very, very low cost. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I know this is a lengthy email from what you've told me, but let's dig into some of it and see what we get to. Because he's critiquing us. He's saying that the Free State Project, not going to work.
This is from Chile. First, I get what you're trying to do with the Free State Project. But I'm a realist. Okay.
Okay.
That's always the kicker, right? If you think you're a realist, chances are you're about to kick a hole in somebody's, breakfast cereal.
Well, him saying he's a realist is sort of suggesting that we're all kind of crazy.
Right. You are not a realist.
Right.
I'm dealing with reality.
You're in a fantasy.
Not.
Right.
So.
That's okay.
It's not the most diplomatic way to start, but by the way, everybody thinks they're a realist. Everybody in the world thinks they're a realist. So, your version of reality, may or may not, jibe with what somebody else says.
Right.
The goobers around here call me a liberal or a defeatist. If I so much as disagree with anything that they believe, I'm not sure who the goobers are. My opinion is, don't wrap the American flag too tightly around you. You're cutting off the blood flow to your brain.
Who's he talking to?
Well, I think he's talking to the goobers at that point.
Oh, okay.
I'm from New England, Connecticut, moved to Florida. You're from Florida, moved to New England, so I think I can understand each other a bit.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We're speaking English. We'll understand. So when the Ed and Lane Brown siege happened, the sheriff in their county bolted and left the feds to take over. And I bet he was reelected.
Okay.
When the U.S. Congress had an approval rating of 9% in the last election, 96% of them were reelected. The number was that low because many incumbents didn't seek reelection. New Hampshire shot down their 10th Amendment resolution, HCR 6, I believe it was, and according to Representative Itza, it can't be brought up again for 2 years. I heard him say that in another talk radio show. Before that vote failed, I had a glimmer of hope. I thought, well, there's 435 morons in Washington, D.C., and we won't have to worry about. 435 morons in Congress representing 310 million people. Then I realized that New Hampshire has 418 morons representing 1.2 million New Hampshire residents.
Yeah.
After that vote failed, I see no hope for what you're trying to accomplish, and I believe you're wasting your time and energy.
So because one political vote failed, there's no hope?
Right. What HCR 6 was a Republican, vote. That's all it was. And all over the nation, some passed, some didn't, and they don't matter. You don't see anything happening because of these. Montana isn't seceding. Oklahoma isn't seceding.
It's like the Tea Party rallies.
Right.
It's just anti-Democrat campaigning.
Now, I'll agree with him that it should have passed. No Democrat should have ever voted against something that backed up the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. But really, what they understood what they were, too. They were just Republican gotcha votes. And so, you know.
Is this the best he's got? Because a political bill didn't pass, there's no hope for freedom in New Hampshire?
I think that he also believes that, you know, New Hampshire's the free state because the Free State Project has picked New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is not the free state. It is one of the freer states of the – it's probably the freest state, but that's still not saying much. There's still taxes here. There's still government oppression here.
And there are maybe 1,000 movers, 700 according to the list, and, you know, maybe some more that haven't signed the list. Big deal.
Just starting to get real momentum.
We're just revving up here.
Right.
So don't expect us to have pushed this HCR 6 through. I don't even. It was a big rally, and
it sounds like sour milk from a Floridian to me.
Yeah.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Give me some more, because that's nothing.
So, but hell, as long as it makes you happy, go for it. I'd rather.
It does. Let me say just on that point. Yes. I'm probably this is the best place to be for anybody who is seeking an activism, a liberty activism experience. Yes, it is incredibly empowering and wonderful to be surrounded by like-minded individuals who think the same way as you do, who also want to achieve liberty in their lifetime. That was not happening down in Sarasota, Florida, where I lived. And there were some people that liked freedom down there, but they weren't willing to do anything about it.
And
here,
it's just fun, too.
There's a lot of fun going
even
on.
Even when we're not doing activism, I'm having a great time because I like the people here. There's a lot going for it.
Right. We've got social Sundays. We've had people have game nights. So there's all kinds of socializing that happens
movie
here.
Movie nights now, too.
Movie nights happening now. And so there's a lot. And that's just in our area, what's going on here in the Keene area. And it's only with maybe a couple dozen at most people in this area. So the camaraderie that is being built, the relationships that are being built, the brainstorming that's happening, it's unprecedented. It's on a scale that I've never experienced in my decade of doing activism as an adult. So, I mean, to say that because some political bill didn't succeed means that, well, you guys, you're not going to make it up there. I would say this guy's just not paying attention.
I'd rather be warm and fuzzy and not shovel snow ever again. If they come for me, my gun works here in Florida just as well as it'll work up there.
Yep.
That's the straw man.
And you'll die just like you will here.
You won't even get your hand on your gun. Because, I mean, look, the gun confiscations have gone on around this nation. They don't come up and they don't... Attention,
citizen. Throw down your weapons and come out. You are now under martial law.
They don't do that.
they come up to your front door.
Right, they come up to your front door. There's 8 guys, M16s, MP5s, right there.
Body armor.
They don't let you say, oh, excuse me just a minute, have to go to my gun safe and work the code and get the gun out to protect my civil liberties here. No, they don't do that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the straw man. You'll never set your hand on your gun. Unless you're sitting out there smoking cigarettes and just waiting for them to come. Because you don't know when they're coming.
Have your own clock tower.
It's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Have guns. Please have guns. But don't think that they're going
to stop
you.
Not to stop martial the government.
Law.
Yeah.
My point is, the only thing these jerks understand is threats and violence. You and Ian know that. I'm not a violent person, and I'm looking for a fight, and I'm not anxious to go postal on cops, politicians, or banks that caused all this.
They may understand violence. But that doesn't matter.
They understand it real well.
What they don't.
To the point that you can't do anything about it.
They know exactly how to handle violence. I like that they don't understand how to handle nonviolence. I like
that's
that they don't understand how to handle peaceful solutions and the activism that is non-cooperative and disobedient and all peaceful at the
We've
same time.
We've got them spinning. They don't know how to deal with it because they can't just, you know, the only way they know how to deal with things is with more and more violence. And it just really doesn't work on us. So
I'd like to, you know, if you hear the tone in this gentleman's email here, it sounds somewhat defeated, right?
He says you can call him defeatist.
If you hear the tone that we're setting right now, although we're sniping at what he's got to say to some extent, we are, however, very optimistic about what's going on here. That's not happening. I mean, look, there's very few people leaving the Free State Project because they believe things are happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people come out
and get homesick.
And because it's fun.
It's true. I mean, it is fun hanging around people that believe like you. Absolutely true. So, I'd like to make that comparison, too. And I'm not saying that I don't understand where he's coming from. I do. You know, there's times when I wonder whether anything can stop what's going on with the government. But remember, this isn't supposed to stop what's going on from a federal level.
Sitting
it's supposed
on the,
going from a state level.
Sitting on the beach in Florida isn't going to stop the government, that's for sure. Nope. Doing something about it is. And I'd like to say that the Free State Project... The genesis of this idea was Jason Sorens. He's an academic. He came up with this idea back in 2001, and it was based on something. It was based on observations of – he was talking about reality, right? Based on observations of reality as to what happens when a group of people mobilize for a common purpose. Observe Utah. Who moved to Utah?
The Mormons did.
Is there a difference in Utah compared to other states?
Oh, heck yeah. Absolutely.
Observe Vermont. Who moved to Vermont in the 70s?
Hippies.
The hippies. Is there a difference in Vermont compared to a lot of other states?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that's just two examples. I mean, the American Revolution, of course, with a lot of people moving to get away from a tyrannical government and to start something of their own. So to suggest that a whole bunch of liberty-minded people, thousands in this case... And as you said, we've eclipsed 700 at this point. To have a whole bunch of liberty-minded people move into a state that already has a relatively freedom-oriented mindset. Mm-hmm. A lot of the New Hampshire natives get freedom.
To some extent, okay? Yeah.
So there are people moving in, but there are already people here that love the idea of liberty. So we're essentially just reinforcing those folks. To sit there and say, oh, you guys, nothing's going to happen up there. You guys, you should just come back down to Florida and enjoy the beach. I mean, come on, you're ignoring reality. People that are ready to make to do something, to stand up for their beliefs and to be the change they wish to see in the world can make a difference. One man who's being the change he wishes to see can make a difference. Gandhi proved that. But we're talking about hundreds and eventually thousands of people who are going to get active in so many different ways, and already the state doesn't know what to do about it. I think there's nothing but optimism here in New Hampshire, and as more people come here, we're going to bear that out. In fact, the guys from the former presidents of Bureaucrash are getting ready to load up their RV, and they're going to be here by Sunday here in Keene. We're going to have them on the show Monday night. We'll see you for the live Saturday show tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.